How does it feel to wear the captain's armband?
Well, was really a nice experience. Really nice to be the captain today. I'm really happy.
How did you feel the team played overall? Obviously, it was a group that was mixed with some Monarchs players. Obviously, Aiden is very young still. Pablo, Chicho got their debuts. Just what did the 90 minutes mean to the team?
I think what's really important because we need to play together. We need to know each other players. What you say, there is a young player, new player. So everyone together have to know each other as soon as possible because we are 2 weeks ago for the we are 2 weeks for the season start. So we have to be compact and unit as soon as possible and try to do everything together to be a real team.
Alex, Caleb, jump on in.
I just had one question about what it's been like incorporating the new left back Alex Castranos into the team the last few days.
Yeah, I think we are happy to have Alex here because I think he's going to help the team to be better, more competitive for me, for all the players. So I think it's very important to have good players in the team. And I think the most important is to be a team, everyone together, and we try to help him to adapt as soon as possible.
And then, how important was it to get Pablo Ruiz and Chicho back with the team?
I think for me, I'm really happy to see Pablo back because it was really difficult for him to be out for almost 6 months, a long time. And I think everyone in the team are happy to have him back. And also Chicho is really nice to be back again to start playing with him. Of course, I think it was the second day for him here in Portugal, so he need to be training a little bit more for be more or for be better physically and get ready for the game against Miami.
And then lastly, what are you guys hoping to do in your last game on Friday, last game in Portugal?
I think we have to be or to take this opportunity very serious. I think we have 2 games on Saturday. I think everyone have the opportunity to play 90 or 60 minutes. So we have to be ready. It's what Paulo say a few days ago. I think everything is going really quick. We have only 2 weeks more for prepare the game against Miami. So we have to take everything ready. And as soon as possible. So every training, every game is very important. And I think we have only three games before we start the season. So we have to training every day, well, and try to get the idea for the coaches as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us today. For you, what does it mean to go just have these preseason matches? You're a guy who spent a lot of your time in Europe, playing through Europe. What does it mean for you to go to be able to go out and have this preseason in Europe rather than playing Major League Soccer sides?
I think, well, for me and especially for the young players, it's really important to have this experience coming here and play against good teams like we play Bromby. Bromby is a team who normally plays Champions League, Europa League, or Conference League. So I think this is a good opportunity for them to see how the things here in Europe. I think I played before. I know how it's beautiful play here in Europe, in England, Germany, Spain. I think this is a top league. So for the young players, it's really, really nice to get ambition and try to do everything really good in Russell Lake and try to think always to come to Europe and try to play Champions League, Europa League. This is the two really nice tournaments we aspire as a kid when we play for our clubs.
And so you guys are getting close to the start of the season. What do you say the kind of the chemistry and the vibe with this group is? You guys lost a lot of key players this winter, but just what's it kind of been like incorporating guys like Fidel Barajas, and what's kind of the chemistry looking like for this team?
Yeah, I think we are a really new team. A lot of players leave, but I think a lot also coming in. So I think the most important is try to be a team as soon as possible. Try to be compact and solid and try to help these new players to adapt the team as soon as possible and do our best in the trainings, in the game. And I think this year we have to push a little bit more, and we can be better than the last year and try to be in the final. To win the final and also win the league.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Awesome. Brian, thanks, last question for me is just how happy will you be when you get back to Utah and you see Nelson Palacio and Andres Gomez waiting for the team after a very good Olympic camp with Colombia that they had?
Yeah, I think we miss Andres and Nelson also. They are two really good players for the team, so I think we need them to be with us as soon as possible and try to make the team better. I think the season is going to be long and really hard, so we have to be together as soon as possible and try to give everything for the team, because it's really important for us to be all the players together and start to building a something important.
We have a lot of players like those guys, like you, and many others who, over the course of a long season, like you just referenced, have to juggle playing for your club and representing your country. Do you have any, I guess, bits of advice or skills that you have learned to manage that travel and take care of your body and go back and forth between club and country?
I think this year also going to be a lot of games with the club and the country, but I think we are ready for this. I try to do a really good preseason, try to working hard every day for when coming the season, be ready for every game in the club and also in the national team.